Welcome back to the Android Developer Video Handbook. In the last lesson of this series, we learned how to create a simple Hello World Android app.apk file that is market ready by using Eclipse and Java. Now we're going to demonstrate a similar process using ActionScript 3.0 in Flash CS 5.5, which is the newest version of Flash authoring to enter the market. Currently, Flash CS 5.5 is the only Flash authoring tool that has native built-in Android app packaging abilities without the need for an extension or anything extra. Now wait till you guys see how easy this is in regards to what we did in the last video tutorial to render the words Hello World into our Android application. Now in Flash CS 5.5, in the Create New menu listing here, you have Air for Android, so let's click that one. Now let's go to File, Save As. So now let's save this file into a new folder. Let's call it Hello World APK Flash. And double click inside of it and let's name this FLA Hello World underscore FLA. Hello World underscore FLA. Save. Now let's drag a text field to the stage, or you can choose to do this programmatically through code by creating a new text field object and using add child to apply it to the stage. So you can do it programmatically, or you can just add it to a text field. If it's just going to be cosmetic things and nothing dynamic, you can just simply grab the text tool, grab the shapes tool, whatever you want. And if you need some tutorials for how to work in the Flash authoring tool or how to work with ActionScript 3.0 programming, you can go to developphp.com, where there's all kind of great tutorials for stuff like that, and the video tutorial, especially the video tutorial section for Flash ActionScript 3, is really hot. There's a lot of stuff in there. At any time while working on your Flash Android application, you can press Control Enter to test it out to see how it'll work and look for the user. But if you want to test it in an Android emulator, or really if you want to emulate it, it's best to load it onto your phone or your device. It's really just best to have a device for testing. Or you can use the emulator that's within the Android SDK that we got from the last video tutorial, because that one has a built-in emulator, and you can also emulate your Flash files through that one, but it's a little bit tricky. Now let's get right to the important stuff. Let's go over here to the properties menu of our file, where it says player, it says Air for Android. The script is ActionScript 3.0 only for Air for Android. Now let's click Edit Application Settings here. Now here is where you set up for deployment and permissions and everything to do with the packaged file, which is going to be the APK file, which is what we rendered out in the last video when we used Eclipse and Java to do the same thing with help from the Android SDK. So the output file will be helloworld.apk. The application name is Hello World. Let's put a capital H on that. Now my app ID, we know it has to be more than two, or at least two, identifiers. So I'm going to put air.adamcorey.helloworld. The version, I'm going to leave it as it is. Aspect ratio, I'm going to put to auto. Auto orientation, I'm going to tick that box. And render mode, I'm also going to put to auto. That way the hardware device can choose. If capable, the GPU will handle rendering. If not, the CPU will. Now let's move on over to the deployment tab. Now since I don't have a certificate made, I can create my own self-signed certificate. So you go to create, publisher name is Adam Corey. Organization unit, I'm just going to put undefined because I don't want to list anything for organization. Country is US. Password, I can make whatever I want. And make sure you write your password down so you don't forget it. Let me make sure I put that in right. Okay. Type, I'm going to leave as it is. Validity period, I'm going to leave that as it is, 25 years. I'm going to save this file into that new folder on my desktop with the FLA, and it's going to be a .p12 file, which is a personal information type file. It's a certificate for personal information. So helloworld.p12, save. Now I can just press OK, and that file will be created. Self-signed certificate has been created. Okay. Now here in the deployment section, the certificate there is put in place. You can see it, helloworld.p12. Password, put in place. Let's remember the password for this session. I'm going to select device release because that is the deployment type that you would select when you're uploading your app to the market when you're finally done. When you're debugging and testing, you might want to use debug mode and emulator release mode. So now I'm going to go to icons, and you can see that this is where you would set up your icons for the application. And on the permissions tab, you have to click internet or you'll get a little error when you try to publish. So you make sure you tick that internet box and take a good look at all of these, because these are the things that you would need access to depending on the application you're building. Maybe your application has to access the user's camera on their phone or their device, or record some kind of audio and access their location or whatever. But in order to publish without getting any errors, we have to tick internet there. Now you're ready to publish and get your APK file, the one that is the file that you put up at the market. You upload that to the market through your developer account. Let's press publish. So now it's publishing. Let's press OK. Let's minimize this. Let's go into that new folder here, Hello World APK Flash. And what do you know, we have a helloworld.apk file. So mission success with Flash CS 5.5 in creating a .apk file and using Eclipse and Java. In the last one, we have a helloworld.apk file that we were able to render. So we were able to render this APK file using Eclipse and Java, and now we were able to render this APK file using Flash and ActionScript 3. Now, like I said, if you guys want some Flash ActionScript 3.0 know-how and good video tutorials, you can go to developphp.com, which, if you don't know yet, is my site where I catalog and I index all of my tutorial material, and I also write programming courses. And there's a few other things there. But right here in the video tutorial section, Flash ActionScript 3, this is just gobs of information. Especially information on working with PHP and MySQL and XML and all kind of good stuff. There's also an ActionScript 3.0 programming course. If you're very new to ActionScript 3.0, you might want to go through that. But after we show how to upload apps to the Android market, after we're finished creating them and everything's polished up nice, and we have to make sure that people can download them from the app market. When they go online to the marketplace, we've got to make sure ours is listed in those lists and is searchable and everything. We will then at that point discuss making more complex apps that might be worth something to a mobile user. The traffic alone from a free app that gets popular can make anybody happy in the pockets. And you can also create apps that people have to buy for a few bucks, making you real big money, honey.